90s auf Flux FM mit If This Dance Catches On. And this dance will catch on tonight im Magnetclub. Da werden sie nämlich spielen, die Mounties, die Band, die aus den gestandenen Musikern Steve Bass, Hawksley Workman und Ryan Dale besteht. Sie spielen heute Abend im Magneten und sind jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über die Vorteile einer Kapelle, die aus extrem erfahrenen Musikern besteht. Man kennt Steve natürlich von Hot Hot Heat. Hawksley hat über 15 Jahre Soloplatten veröffentlicht und Ryan war mit The Age Electric und Limp Lifter auf Tour. Wir sprechen außerdem über Pläne für Album Nummer 2, an dem wohl schon gearbeitet wird. Wir sprechen über das perfekte Alter für große Hits. Wir sprechen über viele Köche und gelungenen Brei. Zunächst einmal sage ich aber Hello and welcome to Flux FM. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, entering in a choir. That's a sign for a band that's really tight with each other and maybe just arrived from the studio or something. We will find about...
When one guy sings, the other guy sings along.
Yeah, we will find about that later on. So, welcome back to Flux FM. How's traveling been? Where are you coming from today, actually?
We came from...
Hamburg.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
And that was a good show?
Yeah, great show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And before that, we're in Scotland.
Okay.
So we came across on a ferry from Newcastle to... Amsterdam.
It was beautiful. 15-hour ferry.
It was romantic.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
It was full of men on the boat.
That was the unfortunate part.
Like romance. A gay romance, but still romantic.
Yeah. Still, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, congratulations again on Trash Rock Legacy. I know that you've been put out the album like a year ago in Canada, but it's only been out for a few months here in Germany. They've released it in January 2015, and it's an album with a unique sound to it. It's presenting unexpected turns and brilliant grooves. And I want to know, when did you realize, at what point in the making of the first song, I think it was Headphones, at what point did you realize, man, we got something going here? I think... This is going to be huge. I think we have to.
I think put it. Well, we just set up a bunch of equipment and started jamming and recording. And I think it was the second night. We finally talk about it because Hawksley had some wines and he just was in love with what we were doing. And I've never seen him as happy as that night. And so
Hawksley was the indicator, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the indicator, yeah.
As soon as he's glowing red, everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then we just did a quick video for it ourselves in a few hours and put it online. And then it was a top 10 in Canada, which was, you know, we never thought of it as a radio thing, really, but it just kind of became one. So everyone said, when's the next record coming out? And or the next single, and we put out If This Dance Catches On, and it was really just the second song we had finished.
Yeah, that's crazy, and it worked out perfectly for you guys. A special thing about your band is that you're a trio in which everyone can do everything. You know about everybody of you knows about producing a record, knows about playing various instruments. You all can sing, you all can compose. The magic, though, happened with something called the Vibe. It's not the professionalism of one of you or the combination of professionals. It's like seems to be the combination of characters that makes the music possible. And I've read an interview with you guys where you said you got to let the magic happen. Mm. Even if you're super professional, maybe you have to let this one or other little mistake slip through and then exist on the record.
Being that we're all producers, we kind of know when musicians sort of get in their own way.
Yeah.
So we stay out of our own way and we turn off our brains and we don't talk about things that musicians usually talk about, which is, you know, arrangement and things like that. We don't talk, we just play.
Cool.
And it makes it a lot easier, you know, because we trust each other and, you know, we trust the other person's going to do something that really excites you. So you sort of let it happen.
Yeah. And you trust in each other's taste, and that's something that you guys built over decades now, right? And that's another interesting fact, because you guys are all in your 30s, end of your 30s, beginning of your 40s, and you've had so many experiences when you started working with the Mounties that I think that's an important part of the band as well, because you kind of like formed a taste, and it's really important to be sure about your taste, right? You can have a taste and be like, somebody comes up and says, no, nu metal is good.
Right.
You know? And you'd probably be like, oh yeah, I gotta listen to it again. But at a certain age, you'd be like, no, nu metal is shit, my friend. I won't be listening to it.
You know? True. It's true.
So how important is that, the fact that you've been elder than teenagers for this record?
I mean,
you know, this, the music business is a beauty contest. It's a business where you're supposed to be very pretty. And as much as we are still very pretty men, we're men nonetheless. And it's true, you know. I think the music business is also a business of survival. And anybody who survives has made a miracle of some form, you know? So I think in a way you survive, and then long enough, you do get a little bit older and your tastes aren't even something you question anymore. It's about who you are, absolutely.
Yeah. And I've read another interesting little part of your story, and that was when you first got signed and you phoned each other. You were like, yeah, man, we got signed. That's cool, right? Whereas as a teenager, you would be flipping out, doing somersaults, doing drugs for 2 weeks or something, you know? That's another interesting fact, I think, that you can look at the whole thing from another perspective, and you can be like the elder, wiser guy who goes like, yes.
I think also there just isn't enough time to sit around and think about what's cool, really, because we made the album in probably a couple weeks, and since then we've written and recorded a bunch more, and we all have a million things on the go, and we made, I don't know, maybe 10 videos for the album already.
For the new one.
Yeah, and we do celebrate all the stages. I think we do, you know, we're not jaded. We in fact, we're kind of the opposite. We're kind of like young kids. When something great happens, we are excited about it. So in some ways, we do get excited about all the little stages and that happen. You know, not only getting signed, but doing this and getting something else done.
Yeah.
And,
I think, any great thing that happens to your band means, okay, that means you have to work more now. That means you have to... So we just take the positivity that comes from great things and just turn that into another song or another video. Yeah. And it's not a lot of sitting around patting on the back, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't see that when I'm looking at you guys. And when I was looking at the interviews that you did, one could really feel that there's a work ethic there. And
Even on the way over on the ferry, we shot a video for this. We bring two other people with us, and they have bands as well.
Yeah.
So we shot a video for one of our guys. He has a band called Prairie Cat, and Steve mostly shot this video. Now he's edited it. It's done of when we got to the hotel.
Just now.
Cool.
So we're always working, you know.
And I announced on stage last night that video will be on our website tonight, so I have to upload it. I have to upload it within 48 hours.
Let's listen to the first song that you guys have written. Here's Sinti Mounties nochmal mit Headphones vom Debüt Thrash Rock Legacy, an dessen Nachfolger schon gearbeitet wird, und darüber müssen wir gleich nochmal sprechen. Die Mounties. My headphones.
That's very good.
Yeah.
You should sing with
that. Yeah, man. I'm trying to do voice impressions with that song. And my thing is, when I'm preparing for a band and I like one of their songs, it's getting stuck in my head, and I walk around all day annoying everybody like, headphones! I do it all the day long.
You got that, though.
Thank you, man. I was fucking practicing. So
you should come do that tonight.
Yeah, maybe I will. We were talking about the magic that's happening on your record, and I really think that more and more bands are getting to the fact that it's not good to perfectionize your music. It's not good to quantize your beats and to put everything on the 1, 2, 3, 4, because it's getting boring when you're listening to it for 2 or 3 times and you got the song and there's no mistakes in there. So you guys all know how to produce and perfectionize music, but how difficult was letting the magic happen? Because we talked about the fact that you were letting things go and you were not talking about stuff too much. You were not overanalyzing stuff. You were like, just if the groove is good, let's go on with it and see what's happening. Or how difficult was to let the magic happen, and how difficult was to let some of those mistakes be there?
It's difficult to hold back because you know that you can perfect it and make it sound, you know, more digital. People are so used to listening to computer music, you know, where you even music that's labeled as rock music or country music, it's still perfectly cut. So it's difficult to let it go, but we do, because there's so many of us kind of looking over each other's shoulder going, no, let's keep that the way it was, natural, you know. So we're all policing that. We're making sure that it's natural.
Quantize police.
I think that's the age thing again, though. You know, I think that, like, the the funny thing, not just about being older, but where, how far back our musical reach goes, back to the music that we love, Led Zeppelin,
yeah,
and The Who, and like, you know, real rock music. It wasn't tweaked, it wasn't perfected, yeah, it was guttural, it was sexual. And I think that for us, we've lived through a lot of eras of music now, and a lot of disappointing eras, I think, too, where I still think, for me, I'll take Led Zeppelin almost above anything else, you know. And I think, again, it's a bit of age where you go, you know what, we don't have to play that silly game of perfection.
Yeah, and maybe you can look at your own little mistakes in the voice or in some guitar riff, and you'd be like, I'm old enough to see that this mistake is making the magic happen.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I'm not too into my ego is not so big that I have to get this thing out just
but
so my ego.
But it's also the definition of mistake.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things can be out of tune a little bit, and that's what our ear or clings to, you know. Sometimes perfectly in tune is not perfect in a way that it's proper, you know. So I think that's the definition of perfect is what we need to kind of change, or at least that's what we have done, and perfect to us is sex and guttural, and that's what we want to hear.
I found out that you're already working on album number 2. Is that in your studio, Hawksley?
No, this is over here in these guys' studios.
because I've read about some demos that were done in your studio for that second album.
We work in all three.
Cool. And then how far are you with that? Last time it was like Ryan set up all the gear and then you guys came in and played on stuff, and then... Is it the same procedure this time?
Yes.
Same procedure as last year, James.
Sorry. It was a little bit the same. I mean... I think what we... The process on the first record felt so pure, and then... It happens that you're a band making a second record, and it feels kind of funny, you know? It's like, oh, well, we don't want to overthink things, but now we have a great song called Headphones, and it's like, well, is this song as good as Headphones? Well, oh, man, so there's a little bit of extra thinking, but I think we're just trying to do with extra thinking, you combat with extra drinking.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a new rule. Can you write that down in our notebook? That would be totally nice.
Basically, I just like when I can play something for the guys in the band or a friend, a close friend, or my gal. And so that's my filter. It's like, do I actually think this is cool? And so that might mean that it will be a different sounding record because I'm into different sounding stuff right now. But there was a lot of things on the record that I'm not finished doing.
Yeah.
You know, like the sounds of the record, especially like the aesthetic of the record. I definitely want the next record to still sound dirty and fat and have the kick drum be, you know, a 26-inch big kick drum. Yeah. And
made out of stainless steel.
Yeah, like there's...
That is, we're getting into the details right now. I love that.
I like the bass to sound dirtier than it should be, and I like the vocals to... I like us to all be singing over top of each other all the time, so it's... You can't tell who's singing, and the sound of... pop music hidden with chaos and dirt and experimentation.
And just keep the chaos and the dirt, and I think that's we found out already that this is the most important thing, maybe.
Totally.
Hawksley, you once said the longer I work on records as a producer, the less I know what a producer is supposed to do.
Yeah, totally.
What does that mean?
One of my favorite quotes.
This is a real good quote. This should be on t-shirts and maybe in books about music because it's really true. Wow. But what does that mean for LP number 2?
I don't know what it means. You know what? I think it means that you are always a slave to the process. And I think when I was younger, I thought I owned the process. You know, I was the one making the decisions that were changing the process. But always the process is changing you. And I think the more you give yourself to it and go, look, it's you always are the student in the studio. You're never the teacher. The studio will teach you.
Yeah, and you're always part of... And that's something that I read in interviews with you guys, that you realize it's making music as a band makes you part of something bigger that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell you where all those songs exactly coming from. Why is the chemistry between you three guys so good? No one can explain all those things. And
totally
to be aware of that fact and to be able to invite that into the studio and without having the need to control things, I think that's important too.
It's huge.
Yeah, I think you just have to be led by... feeling high, you know, not necessarily from drugs, but just when you're in the studio and you feel high and you feel crazy like a freak, mm-hmm. and you want to just wave your arms in the air literally, and just you feel like you're not playing by the normal rules of society and you're on your own cloud. That's what you should be aiming to feel all the time. So, you know, at one point in your career, that might mean, oh my God, I just realized I could quantize these drums and I could tune my vocals and I sound way better, and that makes you feel high.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're at the stage right now where what gets us to feel good is the sound of freedom and just things being natural,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, I think it's taken a lot of years for me to realize I like that sound of just letting go and...
Yeah, I mean, I'm really confident in the fact that it's going to be a great second record, because we've been talking about all the sound philosophical questions that surround this next album, and you've pleased me with your answers. I'm pretty confident it's going to be another great record from the Mounties. Are you going to road test some new songs tonight on tonight's show?
No, we're at the stage where we're listening to them in the van, but we just write and record a ton, and then when the album's done, then we learn it.
Okay, cool.
We relearn it.
Also, heute Abend nochmal die Songs von der Debütplatte Trash Rock Legacy im Magneten auf der Bühne mit den großartigen Mounties. Und wer da hingehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Wir haben noch Tickets für die Mounties heute Abend im Magneten Berlin 2000 9000. Thanks a lot for visiting you, us guys.
Thank you.
And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon as you finish the next record.
I have one suggestion: a water sled.
I've suggested this so many times.
All right, well, when is it happening?
If the water is too dirty down there.
Oh, right?
You will only have fun on the water slide, and as soon as you arrive, it's pimples all over your body. You look shitty.
Oh no.
The Mounties with Hall & Oates. Thanks again. Bye bye.
Thank you.